keep talking to the veteran guys, keep talking to the old guys, and be like, hey, like, they've been there. They're still there for a reason. Yeah. They're still playing because they were doing something, right? There's a time and a place for everything. You know when it's time to celebrate a good win.
Yep.
And you know when you shouldn't be doing something.
I think it's kind of under-talked about. At that age, like, how would you recommend, like, balancing your social life and being a true professional? Because I think, you know, I think it's... We have a lot of young guys, you know, now going in and they get, like you said, they get exposed to all this, you know, all this great stuff, and it's tempting, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't deny it, but I think, you know, like you've been saying from the beginning, I mean, you know, obviously the listeners know how good of a player you are, but also the discipline that you have within the mind. How can you remain disciplined but still enjoy your social life? Because I know for you as a Brazilian, you know, you love the social. I mean, I do too. Yeah. Like, man, like, you got to get out. You got to enjoy it with the boys and have fun. But you also got to stay disciplined. And there are nights you got to go home and go to sleep early. And so how do you balance that?
Yeah. You know, as time went by, I look back and I think what I would have preferred, especially in my first 2 years, if it was possible, just to live with either, honestly, like a family member, like my mom and my dad. As much as it sounds like you don't want to be babysitted, but, you know, they'll keep you grounded, they'll keep you focused, and that, or honestly, just really keep talking to the veteran guys, keep talking to the old guys, and be like, hey, like, what I'm doing is it helping me? Is it making me worse? Like, am I doing too much? And just keep talking, keep the communication open with the veteran guys, just because they've been there. They're still there for a reason. Yeah. They're still playing because they were doing something, right? And, you know, those were my two advices that I can think of. And then honestly, there's a time and a place for everything. You know when it's time to celebrate. Yep. You know when it's time to celebrate a good win.
Yep.
And you know when you shouldn't be doing something. So I think those are just a little bit piece of advice that I can think of right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge point. I mean, you even said it with the physios and the PTs regarding the injury. You know, when you're younger, you think you know everything. And I think the best thing to do, like you said, is to reach out to those veteran players and don't be afraid to do it. You know, like, I think they'll respect you even more for it because they'll see you're a true professional and you actually care about the longevity of your career. Because we've all seen young and talented guys come and go, you know, due to behavior and other things. So I think, you know, not being afraid to reach out and get advice from veterans is a massive tip.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. Something that I regret, but I also don't regret because I learned so much, you know, through those experiences. Yeah.